Life is happening simultaneously all over the world. If we could zoom out and view the world from the perspective of one of the many thousands of satellites orbiting the Earth, we would, at any given moment, have an opportunity to experience everyday miracles. Most of these events go completely unnoticed because our media is focused on the news. And what do we know about the news? Well, unfortunately, the news most people tune into is the dramatic, the catastrophic, the spectacular. However, as I expressed, there are newsworthy events happening all across the globe every single day. This story is a true story, inspired by my granddaughter's love of true stories and the escapades of an unselfish magician. There's a park outside Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in a little town called Thanesville. It's the place where our unselfish magician often goes to perform in an attempt to accomplish two very important things. First, to put a smile on the faces of those who otherwise might not smile without his presence. Second, to drum up business to support his family and the gift of an unexpected grandchild now being raised as his own. I don't need to tell anyone here just how expensive babies can be. I also don't need to tell anyone here just how rewarding they are. Nonetheless, in order to properly take care of those we love, most of us engage in some kind of work. Some of us go to regular 9-to-5 jobs. Some of us have cushy corporate positions with salaries and benefits. Some have the hardest job of all, being a full-time mom. And some eke out a living trying to earn an existence with their art, their music, or whatever their gift might be. In my opinion, these are the true heroes, mine at least, both the moms and the performers. Some, however, have embraced their gift as a way of life, not just a job or way of making a living, but as the fabric of their very soul, as their calling. There is no separation between work and life. There is simply being who they are, always ready to embrace their gift as the moment arises. As a way of honoring the gift they believe was placed in their heart before they ever took their first breath or discovered at an early age, they also embrace their desire to take care of their families by actively embracing their gift as their chosen work. Their gift is often sacred to both them and their existence. There's no separating them from their work. Their work is their gift, and their gift is their work. If just last week we had zoomed in on Thanesville, Wisconsin, from one of those mighty satellites, we would have seen a magician in the park, busking for passersby and drumming up future business at performances and parties. In the park, just far enough away from where the performances take place, there is a bench known to the magician and now all of you as the Bench of Despair. This is the place where those with heavy burdens sit and contemplate the difficulties of life, turned away from the magic and enveloped by the challenges they face, with little to no hope for the future. The importance of this bench comes to life only because of the efforts of a simple magician, a man committed to his craft, a man always focused on getting just a little bit better than he was the day before, and practicing his craft in the presence of those that might, for a moment, stand in awe of magic. Not sleight of hand, not an illusion, but real magic. The magic of connection. The magic of which I speak is the magic that comes from the smile generated by the quippy humor of a magician focused on one thing and one thing only, bringing a smile to the face of anyone who chooses to sit on the bench of despair. On the day in question, there was one woman who seemed to be in the throes of despair, and our unselfish magician had to break out some of his very best material to even generate the slightest semblance of a smile at the corner of the mouth of the one that sat almost unaffected by the words and wit of a noble magician. Always ready to embrace the task at hand, our magician set about performing magic, real magic, for those sitting on the bench of despair. Away from his busking table and all of his props, he was left to use the one and only thing that resides deep inside his soul, his commitment to make others smile. After giving it his all, after giving it his very best and needing to return to the crowd that had gathered around the area where they know this magician performs, he left the woman sitting on the bench of despair with a flower in the hopes that it might raise her spirits. This flower was not your typical flower, but a balloon magically twisted into the shape of a flower, a tulip, a fragrant tulip, brought to life by the deep inhale of a magician just before handing it to the woman who insisted she didn't deserve a flower. Her small parting smile was validation that his persistence had paid off. In the back of the magician's mind, he believed he had made a difference in the life of someone who desperately needed something to shake them free from the grasp of the melancholy misery washing over them. The next week, our unselfish magician returned to the same place where he performs, putting smiles on the faces of children and now adults alike. You see, the woman, who we now know as Susan, because the magician was thoughtful enough to ask her name, the same woman who once sat on the bench of despair, was now seated where she could openly engage with magician and sing his praises by stating, "I enjoyed him so much, I came back." In life, we never know just how much of a difference we might make in the life of someone who is simply hanging on. Sometimes, something as simple as a smile or a kind word offered, or going intentionally out of your way to turn a frown upside down, can be the difference between despair and a desire to feel a sense of belonging again. Never underestimate the difference you make or how much your intentional act of kindness matters. And also know you don't need to be a magician to practice real magic. Kindness is free. Spread that stuff everywhere. The magician in this story is none other than our very own DJ Ellert, aka Loco Gringo, the unselfish magician. This story was created to honor his commitment to both his craft and the audiences he serves by openly sharing his gift. It was also crafted to honor my granddaughter. I am grateful to call DJ my friend. Oh, and by the way, this was Bobby Kuntz, the Earth Artist. Thanks for listening.